Rights management is now a part of Office 365. To manage whether the service is enabled or disabled, simply go to Service Settings, select Rights Management, select Manage, and this will give you the state of whether rights management is enabled or disabled. The next step is to enable SharePoint Online. In order to do this, we'll go into the SharePoint Online admin settings. Once in here, you have to enable rights management for the company. To do this, you simply have to click Use the IRM service specified in your configuration. Select OK, and SharePoint Online is now enabled. So now, within SharePoint Online, we're going to create a rights protected document library. I've gone ahead and created one, and we're going to call this one FabriCam Confidential, and we're going to restrict the access to FabriCam employees for this document library. We're now going to open a document inside of the document library. This is a new feature within SharePoint Online and SharePoint On-Premises, but as you can see, the FabriCam Confidential label shows up there, and it provides the user a description of the policy. We will now open the document inside of Word, and at this time, upon downloading the document to Word, Word is going to request a use license for the content. As you can see within Word, the label is there, as well as the same description. And now if we click View Permissions, these are the permissions that we defined on the document library. Rights management is also integrated within Exchange. A new feature in Exchange is the ability to protect messages automatically using data loss prevention. Within the Exchange Admin Center, I have gone ahead and authored a rule that will look for credit card information and protect it automatically, as well as give a notice to the user that credit card information has been included in their message. To demonstrate DLP and RMS, I have created a new mail message that contains a credit card number. Outlook then scans the message, notices a credit card number, and provides a policy tip informing the user that a credit card is inside of the message and will be protected. The recipient then receives a message with the rights protection policy applied and is able to consume it within Outlook Web App. One of the key capabilities within rights management in Office 365 is a capability to securely collaborate across organizations. In this particular case, I'm using Exchange Online and will be sending email to Jim using the Do Not Forward permissions. Once applied, I click Send. Jim then receives a message from Joe at contosohk.onmicrosoft.com and is now able to read the message. Notice that the Do Not Forward permission is now applied from Joe to Jim.